object labels. The establishment of the Billy Tea Company by Sydney-based Scott James Inglis in the early 1890s coincided with the beginnings of a distinct Australian nationalism. James Inglis is substantially responsible for the popularisation of the song Waltzing Matilda by buying the rights to it and asking an acquaintance to turn it into an advertising jingle. Billy tea was imported, like almost all tea sold in Australia, but was marketed through bush-themed iconography into the middle of the 20th century. Alfred Bushell, a British merchant, emigrated to Brisbane and opened a grocery and tea shop in the city in 1883. In the mid to late 1890s, two of his sons extended his operations, opening branches of Bushell & Co., the tea man in Sydney and Melbourne. Bushell's Limited was listed as a public company in 1912. Alfred's grey-bearded face continued to appear on Bushell's packaging for some years. Messrs. C.C. Warren & Co. were tea wholesalers with premises at 356 to 358 Queen Street, Brisbane. They distributed their rabbit brand calendars and tape measures to clients at Christmas. From the 1890s, most tea destined for British colonies was grown in Sri Lanka, then called Ceylon. Some tea companies, notably Bushell's, used packaging and point-of-sale advertising that depicted objectified female workers in the hot fields. Other tins featured views of the Verdun Islands landscape, or more respectful and realistic renderings of plantation personnel. Sometimes the tea's origin was evoked in the product name, or a graphic element such as an elephant or a palmyra palm. Tins are early examples of sustainable packaging, with even novelty and sample-sized tins able to store pins or screws. The Billy Tea Billies were sold full of tea, but could be used when empty as vessels in which to heat water over a fire. Billies such as these are rare, as usage destroyed the printed surface of the tin. Another example of tins destined for extended use are the Griffiths tins, which, while sold full of tea, were decoratively printed with the names of pantry staples that they could later be used to store, such as sago, tapioca, and dried peel.